From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A bitter feud over leadership is tearing at the anti-illegal immigration group, the Minuteman Project. Minuteman founder Jim Gilchrist was ousted over allegations of mismanagement and fraud. Now, Gilchrist has responded by suing the Minutemen's board of directors, accusing them of trying to hijack the group he transformed into a nationwide movement. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Jim Gilchrist and the Minutemen burst onto the political scene 2 years ago with their high-profile citizen patrols of the Arizona-Mexico border.
One, two, three!
President Bush called them vigilantes, but the Minutemen's anti-illegal immigration message did gain traction, with dozens of chapters forming across the country. Soon after, the Minutemen had their first high-profile split. But Gilchrist came out of the fight relatively unscathed and turned his sights toward political office.
The man of the hour, the candidate that you've all been waiting to hear from. Ladies and gentlemen, candidate Jim Gilchrist.
In Southern California, he eventually lost the off-year congressional election to a local Republican. But he did win 25% of the vote and took his perceived mandate on the road.
Minutemen! Stand your ground. Do not fire unless fired upon. And if it's a war he wants, then let it begin here.
Absolutely.
Jim is a fabulous instigator. He's a fabulous initiator. He can bring the troops to a rally. He can get them riled up. In fact, he can get both sides riled up.
Deborah Courtney is one of three board members of the Minutemen Project fighting with Gilchrist in court.
But that's where it stops for Jim Gilchrist. That's why he needed a board of directors to help guide him and manage him. But the only way we could guide him and manage him is if he told us everything that was going on, which he didn't.
Courtney accuses Gilchrist of mismanaging as much as $600,000, diverting money to other pet projects and sloppy accounting. She and the other two board members have fired Gilchrist and taken over the group's bank account. Gilchrist says if he's guilty of anything, it's of being too successful and not having enough time to focus on details.
You don't have time to sit down, make sure every I is dotted, every T is crossed, every sentence has a period on it, and we just moved at the speed of light.
The 58-year-old former accountant says he's now getting his books in order. He was in court this week asking a judge to give him back control of the Minutemen Project. Gilchrist says he can't understand why three trusted allies in the fight against illegal immigration would turn on him.
Are they on the payroll of Mexican authorities? Are they on the payroll of Karl Rove? We don't know. And I don't mean to, I'm not saying that they are, that that's the conspiracy. We don't know because there's something so bizarre about this.
For immigrants who are usually the target of the Minutemen's protests, the internal fights are good news. Mario Hernandez from Guatemala says if the Minutemen were so united in their cause, they wouldn't fight so much. He says the group usually comes to this L.A. corner every weekend and takes pictures and scares away potential employers. Hernandez says now he hopes the Minutemen will leave them in peace. But that's probably not going to happen. The group, even without Jim Gilchrist at the helm, has called for two rallies at day laborer sites in Southern California for this weekend. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.